program, you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So we go to your phone calls. That's what the show's about. Let's talk to Dan in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dan.
Hello. How you doing? Can you hear me okay?
Dan. Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to put in my little 2 cents worth regarding the knife ban that they have over there, or they're trying to implement over there in England.
Oh, it's implemented.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Right. I'm just curious about how they're going to pull something like that off and everything once they've banned all the knives, because obviously they've banned private gun ownership over there.
Yeah.
I suppose their next step will, be to ban people being pushed out windows. But they're really going to have a hell of a time trying to pull that one off.
Well, I don't know. I think that that's probably that pushing people out of windows would probably be covered by laws against assault, laws against aggressing.
So is shooting someone or stabbing someone.
Yeah, right. But I'm saying as far as keeping people from doing it.
Dan, it's simple. You just ban the windows.
Yes. That's where I'm getting. That's where I'm going.
People don't kill people. Windows kill people.
Yes. And what they'll try to do, I guess, they'll say, well, let's force people to nail up windows. Oh, wait a minute, it's a hammer. It could be used as a weapon. Oh,
yeah,
we're going to ban the hammers. And what about glue? Okay, yeah, let's get some glue and glue up the windows. Well, wait a minute, people will sniff the glue. Oh, my God, drug abuse. You see what I mean? It's an awful, horrible country that they're having to live in over there. Not that things here are that much better. But did you know that they recently were able to get some group to hijack the public treasury over there for about 75,000 pounds, and they took the money and went around going around in the street making people, just stopping them on the street as though they were some type of police with some kind of authority to stop folks and make them give breathalyzers to find out what the content of their how much tobacco smoke made them ill and everything. You guys are familiar with the story?
I read some article about it or another. But the simple – all they were doing is just breathalyzing. Like, there wasn't any punishment to it. So it's disturbing.
But having to be directed towards a stop-smoking clinic or being harassed by these people, that's what it is. It's just, you know, they hit up people for – you know, like I said, they hit up the taxpayers for government funds to go and harass folks.
Yeah, to go out and propagandize and harass people. Yeah, I did hear about that story, and I'm glad you brought it up. Any other thoughts for us, Dan?
No. One other thing I want to ask.
Yeah.
Is that Manwich that's working the call screen in the night?
No, Manwich was the former name of my co-host, Mark. He used to be called Manwich.
Yeah. Oh, that's Manwich and everything. Okay, because I am familiar with the concept of Manwich and stuff. You know, sandwich is a sandwich, but Manwich, well, that's a warlock.
I'm glad you're familiar with it because I didn't know what Manwich was for years.
The funny thing is that my partner and I did this show, and he had no idea that the Hormel made a tomato sauce, tomato-based additive for hamburger called Manwich.
You gotta be kidding me.
He
thought it was just some gay reference or something.
Like, what the hell is eating sloppy joes every day in a commissary for? What's that all about?
Thanks, Dan, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And as we continue to the AMP line, it is Gene in Tennessee. Hello, Gene.
Well, hi, guys.
Hey, what's
I wanted
on your
to
mind?
Update you on my brother-in-law's court case. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay, because I'm driving through Georgia, and I don't have a very good signal.
So. All right, go ahead.
Anyway, I mentioned to you in the past that he had gotten a ticket, and we had had a cordial evening dinner or an afternoon dinner with the guy who's the city attorney, and this was a separate issue. You know, we were just taking a couple people out to dinner, and he kind of went along. And so we mentioned that Derek had a ticket, and he says, oh, yeah, I'll take care of it for you. You know, I can take care of that. So anyway, today we finally went to court, and he did actually make the ticket go away. But there were two charges. One was a speeding charge, and the other one was a failure to have the right license tags because he just moved out from Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
So they did make the things go away, but the bottom line was they still charged him for two court fees of $100 apiece. So he still wound up having to pay $200
wow.
in court fees. And he was there for quite a while watching other people do their supposed trials. You know, that in Mississippi, the trials last about a minute and a half. You know, they're very, very quick, and, you know, they hang you quickly here. But on these trials, he even saw a couple where the judge actually ruled that they were not guilty, and they still had to pay the court fees. And I
wow.
said, there's just no way that that's legitimate. You know, if you go to court and you win,
that's amazing.
How can they then charge you a fee? You know, access to the courts is supposed to be free.
I guess as long as people will pay it, they'll charge them, right? I mean, if people keep paying it,
yeah.
then they'll keep getting away with it, right?
And the lawyers were letting them do it. I mean, it just goes to show these lawyers don't work for their defendants.
Absolutely.
They work for the courts.
Their primary allegiance is to the state. They can help in certain situations, certainly, but their primary allegiance is to the Bar Association and the state. As I understand it.
Yeah, well, it's just a big racket. You
yep.
should have seen the money they raked in just a very short period of time.
And all that needs to happen to stop it is for people to stop obeying, for people to non-cooperate, for people to say, we've had it with this nonsense. You can only take us into your court if we've actually harmed somebody, if there's actually a victim bringing some sort of charges. Otherwise, leave us the hell alone.
And that was the thing I mentioned when we were standing in the courtroom there, because it was standing room only. They had at least 300 people there
mm-hmm.
lined up to go through these kangaroo courts. And, of course, they all rose when the judge came in. And I told them about Lauren Canario's trial and how everybody stood up when she came in, didn't stand up when the judge came in.
Yep.
And if those 300 people would have had that kind of attitude, there's just no way they could have done anything.
You're absolutely right, but people are so scared. They're so scared of the state because they have guns and cages to put people in, and in many cases they aren't afraid to use them. But until we're ready to stand up and be willing to be put into those cages, then we'll never have our liberty, as long as we keep bowing down to these people.
I think it's getting closer and closer to that day every day.
Thank you, Gene, for the call tonight. I appreciate the update. And,
you're welcome.
Sorry to hear about that. What an awful situation. Charged court costs, even if you're found not guilty.
Doesn't make any sense.
It's amazing. I wonder how many people pay. Probably 99.9% of them.
They'll probably put a lien on your house if you don't.
Wouldn't surprise me.
I mean, you probably have to bring it back to court in order to fight
the
court charges.
It is so awful, this system. And again, civil disobedience, non-cooperation is the way to solve this problem. Don't tell me to go and run for office and then go and try to get elected and then hope to get elected and then go and have to put legislation together and then have to find co-sponsors, have to get it through a committee, then have to get it through the legislature, then have to get it through the governor in order to change the situation. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com changed the courtroom situation here in Keene, New Hampshire in less than 2 hours' time. Probably 1 hour of it, he took spending writing a press release. The rest of that time, he sent the press release to the judge, and then he showed up at the courtroom willing to be arrested for breaking one of the court's rules, and the court changed their rules right then and there. That's real activism, and it's really effective. I'm not saying the political guys aren't going to have success. I think they already have had some success here in New Hampshire. The rest of you political guys in the rest of the country, I don't see you having any success at all. I think political success is possible here in New Hampshire, but I think that if we had all of the people that were working in politics doing non-cooperation and civil disobedience, we'd have a drastically different place to live in, and it'd be happening very quickly. But, you know, it takes some real gumption to stand up against these thugs with guns and cages.
I think that between the two types, that you'll find that some works best in some areas and some works best in others.
Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. What was the Chinese story that I was so confused about last hour, Mark?
It was Guantanamo Bay? Yeah, the Bush administration suffered another dramatic loss in court on Tuesday over its handling the Guantanamo detainees. For the first time, a federal judge has ordered a group of detainees released not just out of prison, but into the United States. The detainees are 17 Chinese Muslims known as Uyghurs who have been held at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba for nearly seven years now. It's a largely conservative panel of judges in court in Washington ruled in the lead case that the Uyghurs are not hostile to the U.S., that they are in fact a pro-Western group. This is why they have trials. This is why you can't just lock people up.
I want to come back and talk more about this here in a moment. To take your calls as well about what you want at 1-800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 8, 2008. Gold opened this morning at 9:14:10. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $940.54, $470.27 for half ounce, and $235.14 for quarter ounce. That's $940.54, $470.27, and $235.14.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You know, as a father and a husband, one of the enjoyable things in my life has been walking in at night and checking on my children, checking up on my wife, making sure she has the things she needs, but mostly providing for my family and knowing that they are secure, that they feel comfortable every day in their little skins. They don't have to worry about the oddities of the world taking over and wrecking their lives. I've always wanted to be a good provider, and I'm not going to change that now just because the economy's in upheaval and because there's a lot of political and social uncertainty, and I hear about global famine, and I see the escalating prices in gas and food and oil. Electricity is going to go way up, I'm told, this winter. Hey, I'm not going to sweat it. I've done the right thing. I got rid of a bunch of junk and toys out in the garage. I converted that money into food. That food's out there. I've got a 2 or 3 year supply of food in the garage. My family's secure. I don't got to worry, okay? I do hope that you'll join me in this new sense of American security. Call eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Or 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Call them today. You'll be glad you did.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
A pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game. And if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. Dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and the features include the wiki, over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. You can edit virtually anything you see there at wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. And you know email's not secure, but hey, privacy's dead anyway, right? Wrong. Introducing PrivacyHarbor.com, an easy-to-use, secure email alternative. Sign up for a free account today. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
This is particularly important for people that own own businesses, are higher-ups in their businesses, because often it's the people that that work for you that are looking at your email. So this is a way. PrivacyHarbor.com is a way to prevent that.
All right, let's continue the story here, Mark, to clarify what I had gotten a little bit wrong earlier tonight. I heard a story on the news this morning in regards to some people that had been held down in Guantanamo Bay for 7 years. Now a judge has ordered them released into the United States. What's the rest of this story?
This is the kind of story that you simply can't talk to one of those bumper sticker Republicans about. You just can't talk to them about it. They will not listen. Their mind will run in little circles as fast as it possibly can to get away from you because they don't want to think about this. Detainees, the detainees that were released are 17 Chinese Muslims known as, you said it was Uyghurs?
Uyghurs.
Okay. They've been held at Guantanamo Bay for nearly 7 years. This isn't a mistake that they're just now rectifying, okay? This is a panel of judges that did this. This is not the Bush administration that said, looks like we got this wrong, let's fix it. No. In June, a largely conservative panel of federal appeals court judges in Washington ruled in the lead case that the Uyghurs are not hostile to the U.S., that they are in fact pro-Western, and that the intelligence that the Bush administration had provided to justify their detention was not backed even by reliable hearsay. The court sent
reliable hearsay? Hearsay is when one person says somebody said something about someone else.
Just some jackass said something in order to get some reward, and some jackass that's liable to have said all kinds of stuff in the past. The court sent the case back to the district court with specific authority to release the men. That was in June. In a landmark ruling on Tuesday, the federal judge now in charge of the case ordered the Uyghurs released into the U.S. He said whatever authority the government once had to detain these men has ceased.
Wow.
The Constitution, he observed, forbids indefinite detention without a charge.
Wait a minute. Now, they're going to give these guys, like, millions of dollars, right?
I'm sure they're not.
So if they're not going to give them millions of dollars, then certainly the Bush administration and the people who are responsible for imprisoning these men illegally for 7 years certainly will have to pay some sort of restitution or will be punished themselves, right?
No, that's not going to happen. None of this is going to happen. The fact
no one
is,
will be responsible.
The crap that was going on in Guantanamo is largely true. And this whole Club Gitmo crap that Rush Limbaugh's been doing, it shows the sort of callousness that we have towards justice, at least towards the Republicans seem to have towards justice.
I'm not part of that we.
Yeah, I understand. The Republicans seem to have towards justice in this country. It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
If this was a member of your family, and I understand it couldn't possibly be a member of your family,
they're
Muslims.
Yeah.
And they're not as good as we are because, well, the government has basically built the boogeyman out of Muslims. And the simpletons out there believe it. They don't question it. The fact is these 17 men that have been held for nearly 7 years had nothing to do with anything. They're Chinese. The Chinese attack?
I bet you they aren't the only ones down there, man. They just happen to be the ones that are getting out now. How many others are they holding that have done nothing and they have no evidence against it? They're only there on the hearsay of somebody else.
And so many people that I've talked to believe that those people are in there because they had some kind of substantial proof.
Right. That's what the government would like you to believe.
A panel of largely conservative judges said there wasn't even reliable hearsay.
And
you know what? Nobody, no Republican cares about this story. They will sweep it under the rug. They will ignore it. They'll do whatever they possibly can to hold on to the shred of decency that they believe that the party has.
Why isn't this story on the front page of the liberal newspapers either? I mean, shouldn't this be big news?
It just doesn't,
shouldn't this be outrageous?
You know, that's old news.
Apparently it is. These people are forgotten men. How many others are there? How many hundreds more do they have? I don't even know.
Well, at one time, I believe they had less than 100 at Guantanamo, so these guys have been there through all of it.
It's amazing.
If they've been letting guys go from Gitmo and they haven't let these guys go, who have they been letting go?
1-800-259-9231, and I have to ask, are you still paying taxes to these people? Are you still participating in this government? Are you still voting for these people? I have to ask you that. And you should ask yourself. Because if you are doing those things, I have to ask you why. What's your justification? Are you scared they're going to put you in Guantanamo for not paying taxes? Come on. Now, that's probably not going to happen. But it could, I suppose. And as long as you're willing to cower...
If you're declared an enemy combatant by the president...
Well, as long as you're willing to...
appointee.
If you're willing to cower down in front of the state, then you're going to get what you deserve. Eventually, they're going to come after people like you. And maybe even they'll come after you or your family members or your friends. Or maybe you'll be labeled the next terrorist. The next potential terrorist. And don't think for a moment that if you're a Republican that you'll be safe. Isn't there a chance that old Barack Obama could win the election and then all of a sudden decide to have the police target conservative groups? Because it's been anti-war activists and anti-death penalty activists that have been targeted in the last few years. But if the tides change a little bit in Washington, D.C., the police state could kind of shift the other way. Don't believe for a moment that old Barack, and by the way, you those of you who consider yourself liberals or whatever, don't believe for a moment that Barack Obama's going to get in there and roll back the police state. He's got terrorism as his scary factor to bring about whatever he wants to bring about.
Nothing's going to roll back the police state with Ruby Ridge, Waco?
No.
The guns and Ilian Gonzalez?
This is some scary stuff, and you need to be paying attention to it, and you need to be talking about it, because if you keep your mouth shut, as I said earlier, then you'll get what you deserve. Maybe not right now, but the tyranny is coming. It hasn't struck into the, you know, to the respectable neighborhoods yet, but maybe the roadblocks are coming soon, and then maybe everybody will be held up and hassled. Of course, it's for your safety. What's your citizenship again? Where are your papers?
You know, as long as you have your little papers in order, you're going to be just like the German citizens were when, you know, Hitler was running the country there. You're not going to even know. You're just not going to even pay attention. You're not going to even realize you're in a fascist state. Your taxes are propagating the killing and imprisoning of people that don't deserve it.
Hey, Mark, unjustly. What are they talking about? As long as their football's on Sunday, I'm all right. Just give me some beer, some Dancing with the Stars, some football or whatever. Just as long as I have my TV set, I'll be okay. I'll just bow down. I'll obey whatever it is they want me to do. I'll do it. It just don't hurt me. Please.
Well, you know, how do you qualify whether or not you've been hurt? Is it when they decide to take 80% of your money instead of just 50% of your money that you'll decide that you've finally been hurt by this aggressive state, by the government, by these people calling themselves your servants? Public servants? 800-259-9231. What about the immigrants, though? We've been talking about terrorism. What about the other boogeyman out there, the immigrants? Well, there's been another roundup, this time in Greenville, South Carolina. We'll bring you those details and talk to you about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
Her face was every face I've ever known. Her face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government shipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
I didn't have health insurance. I'm young, healthy. I never even get colds. And I thought it was too expensive. Why spend the money? Well, I found out the day I crashed my mountain bike and had to go to the hospital, to the tune of $18,000. Fact is, everyone needs health insurance. That's why a free service called Get Insured will help you get the facts. I found out too late about Get Insured, but it's not too late for you. If you're uninsured, have had trouble getting health insurance, or just want to make sure you're paying a fair rate, make the free call to 1-800-617-9867. Get Insured isn't an insurance company. It's a free service that helps you find affordable, quality health insurance. Everyone's different, but turns out I could have been insured for less than I spend on coffee each month. That beats my $18,000 hospital bill. Don't wait until it's too late for you and your family. Get the facts on health insurance. Make the free, no-obligation call to Get Insured. 1-800-617-9867. 1-800-617-9867.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything. Let's dial toll free 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free. So enjoy those on us. They include the updates. You get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know fresh about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on that list for free. That is updates.freetalklive.com. And you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI, see their banner on our website at freetalklive.com. It's right there at the top. That's SACL CAI. All right, we continue here with your phone calls. We'll give you the latest in the immigration situation here in this country in moments. But first, it's Steve in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Steve.
I was wondering what Fox was going to do to fire them up.
Oh, are you on the phone or talking to someone else?
Bye.
Steve?
I'm sorry. I'm on the phone with my mom. I was waiting on y'all.
Okay, here you are, Steve. What's on your mind tonight?
Mark, Ian, man, I've been listening to y'all about a year now. I love you to death, and I'm going to amp eventually, I promise.
Thank you, sir.
Really appreciate y'all making the effort that both of you are doing, and same to Julia.
Thank you. Go ahead. Really appreciate you guys. What's on your mind tonight?
The thing I thought about was maybe like a vacation swap. In other words, where maybe somebody can swap out, you know, a week in my house and I can come stay a week in their house. That way I can come see what New Hampshire's like, or somebody else can do it. You know what I mean?
Oh, you're talking about like a way to get up to New Hampshire, an excuse to come up to New Hampshire? Is that what you're...
Yeah, get some more, I don't know. My wife will divorce me if I move up there. She's from Pennsylvania. She swears she's never going back to the snow.
Wait a minute. Oh,
and I do like her.
So you're suggesting that someone from New Hampshire swap with you?
Yeah, sort of. It's done in lots of different. For instance, the baseball team up here, the Swamp Bats, they open up a room in their house for the baseball members to come. I guess it's a couple few weeks that they do the games here, and I think that it likely it would be very easy to set up. I think it. probably on the bulletin boards, whether it's done at the forums at the FSP website or NHUnderground.com. I bet something like that could be set up relatively easily.
Yeah, well, at the very least, you could probably at the very least set up a couch to crash on or a guest room to sleep in. I don't know if anyone will necessarily want to come down and visit North Carolina. I suppose there's a possibility.
Very well.
Yeah, it's a possibility. But
South Carolina, vacation capital of the world.
It's good to know, and maybe you're right. Maybe someone will take you up on that offer, but if you just want to come visit New Hampshire, sometimes all you need to do is go to nhfree.com, go to the forum there, and post that you intend to come
up. Lots of people, yeah.
And you're looking for a couch.
That'd
be a great idea. I'm not a big, one thing, I don't do a whole lot of writing, so I'm not a real big forum-type person. But
I see.
I don't even really know how the forum works. So
well, it's not too complicated.
Me out in the dark.
It's not too complicated. You just go over there and you can brute force it. I'm sure you'll be able to figure it out.
I can figure it out. That says a lot.
I just sent the first two emails of my life the other day over that darn bailout mess, and of course that didn't mean anything. But anyway, I sent them.
Well, we're glad you're out there and you're considering different ways to get up here. And maybe what you might want to do is just try to convince the wife to come up for the Liberty Forum. No, that wouldn't be good because that's in the middle of the winter. Have her come up for the Porcupine Freedom Festival right in the middle of the summertime.
It is a lot of fun.
Here in New Hampshire, and have her meet some of these wonderful people up here. It doesn't snow in North Carolina?
I'm in South Carolina, but the last snow we had was in 1989, so it's been a while.
Wow. For some reason, I thought it snowed in Georgia. What was I thinking, Mark?
Well, it snows in Florida in 1989.
What's that?
It snowed in Florida in 1989.
You're
yes.
right. I remember that happening.
It was right after Hurricane Hugo. We got it right after Hugo.
Well, thank you tonight for the call. Really appreciate hearing from you. Glad you're listening and enjoying the program. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Ken calling from Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ken.
Oh, hey. How's it going?
Hey, just great. What's on your mind, Ken?
Well, I'm new to the show. I was actually on iTunes for podcasts, and I found your show. I fell in love with it, so I was listening to all the shows up to date now.
Welcome aboard. What's on your mind?
I was watching on CNN today, and Bob Barr was on there, and he seemed kind of mad that he wasn't even invited to the presidential debates.
Oh,
and
he shouldn't be surprised about that.
I was just wondering why he wasn't even invited and why the media is portraying it as we only have two options.
Well,
they're not even talking about the other candidates or anything.
Well, the reason that the media is portraying it that way is because they understand that a third-party candidate in the presidential election simply does not have a chance. And the reason that they don't have a chance is because after the Ross Perot incident, the two parties realized, whoa, we can't have this crap happen anymore.
He got 19% of the popular vote.
He did. And so they decided, we're going to take away this debate thing from these Daughters of the American Revolution or whoever, the League of Women Voters.
Yeah, I think that was
who was handling it at the time. And they set up the Federal Election Campaign Debating Club or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And they said, you know what? You've got to be polling consistently at this percentage in order to get into these debates, and they're not letting third parties in ever again.
Right.
As long as there are two, you know, as long as the Republic is the way it is currently, you're never going to see a third party candidate get anywhere in the presidential election.
Yep, that's pretty
and
much
that's
the
really
case.
Sad because I think that's what it's going to take in order to get us back on track because Republicans and Democrats have definitely ruined what we have right now.
We're on track, my friend. We're on track to the highway to hell.
The track to totalitarianism.
There's nothing that can be done on the federal level. I mean, nothing.
I have to say, I appreciate, Ken, I appreciate your concerns. I at one time was a third-party activist. It was at one time a very concerning issue to me that there was no third-party access to the debates. In fact, back in 2004, we thought there was going to be a breakthrough. The Libertarian candidate back then, who was a real Libertarian, unlike Bob Barr, who's an imposter, but the Libertarian candidate back then, Michael Badnarik, and the Green Party candidate, David Cobb, both actually attempted to enter one of the planned debates to serve some papers to some of the organizers there, I think to the candidates, and they were basically crashing the debates. They were arrested, and nobody talked about it. The only mention they got in the press was the Associated Press general article about the debate, so just talking about the entirety of the debate, you know, what was going on outside, what was going on inside, just sort of a general article. There was one sentence in that article about the fact that two presidential candidates qualified on enough enough ballots to actually potentially win the election being arrested at the debates. It was completely swept under the rug, and there is absolute zero chance that any of this stuff is ever going to change at the federal level.
Yeah. When they're arresting presidential candidates on the steps of the debate, it's just over.
Yeah, it is definitely over, right. Which is why we advocate the Free State Project moving here to New Hampshire and getting active here, because it really is, in my opinion, the best and last chance at liberty in our lifetimes here in America.
Well, I signed up for that last night because, and it's going to be 2012 before I can do anything about it.
Are you in college?
I'm currently in the military.
Oh,
so
the
I'm
military.
And for my contract. And that's another reason why I'm scared, is because if Obama gets in, there's no telling what he's going to do with us.
What can you imagine?
I don't know. I know he's going to downsize like crazy. And, just with how he is right now with just all this craziness that he's going through. And
well, I haven't heard that he was going to downsize. I've heard he wants to increase.
Talked about increasing the role of the military in Afghanistan, at least. And then today, in the debates last night, he said, well, we've got to go to Africa and stabilize Africa. I mean, he's talking about sending U.S. troops to Africa.
He wants to use the military for his own purposes, whatever those might be. I mean, wouldn't you rather be downsized, even if that was going to happen? I mean, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that's what I'd look forward to. But if we're about to slip into a major depression, it'd be kind of nice to have a steady paycheck until, I can get myself on my track that I need to.
Well, I can definitely see where you're coming from there. I wish you good luck, and see you in New Hampshire when you get out of there. Thank you for the call tonight, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, the Associated Press reporting out of Greenville, South Carolina, that federal agents have detained more than 300 suspected illegal immigrants. What do you think happens to the suspected illegal immigrants if they turn out to be legal? You think they get an apology?
How do they suspect them?
Do they get an apology and get some money for their lost time? However long it was that they were being held in detention while the government checks them out? We'll find out more about this case here in moments. Yet another roundup here in the land of the free. Right. 800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything, just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And is Ian here with you?
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. They include the updates, live streams, archives, and more. We give it all away. Those other radio programs that want to charge you for accessing their website. So enjoy ours free. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. Just head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Help get this show on more radio stations across the country, around the world. Get more internet listeners on board listening to the program. Spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. Those are all some of the reasons to amp. But you can also get perks, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. So head over and get signed up. Learn more over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to, we'll get the immigration story here in a bit. Let's talk first to Justin in Mississippi. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Justin.
Hey, what's going on? Hey,
what's on your mind, Justin?
Well, I'm in graduate school at the university here in Jackson. And I'm on the student government, and we had our meeting the other day, and apparently the administration, because maybe two or three people got caught with dope by the police last year, mm-hmm. the administration is wanting to do random drug testing campus-wide. That's med students, grad students.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's no precedence for that either, but for that matter, any drug testing beyond high school except maybe military academies. I mean,
yeah.
So it's
they,
ridiculous.
Make you walk through metal detectors on your way into a lab and stuff, too?
I wouldn't be surprised. Actually, I bring a pocket knife every day, so I probably wouldn't go to work.
That is amazing. So they're considering this, or this is coming soon? What's the status on this again?
They're considering it, and they said they want us to get feedback from, you know, the people we represent. I represent the grad students on campus. But usually what that means is they want us to sell it to them,
yeah,
and basically give them political cover for an unpopular idea. So
you're not going to go along with this, right?
Oh, hell no. I'm not going to participate in it one bit. I've got all sorts of my fellow grad students I wrote to, and I mean, all except for two or three sheep, they're like, oh, it's fine with me.
I've got nothing to hide.
Huh?
I've got nothing to hide.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, they never think about, you know, the fact that you're being asked to piss in a cup to stay in school.
Right. These people
right.
do understand.
And you paid. I mean,
right.
Your
customers.
These are
exactly.
the customers. These are your employees.
There are other schools you could go to. So I imagine they'll probably back down on this if there's enough pushback. Basically, people saying, hey, look, you know, we can take our business elsewhere if you don't want to allow us to go about going to classes without being harassed.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know at least one or two of people who are with me in terms of, doing non-cooperation. I'm not going to pee in a cup for them. I know a couple other people aren't. It's ludicrous.
You're willing to essentially quit that school if this does come to pass and go elsewhere?
Well, here's how I put it. I could leave there with or without a piece of parchment and a hood over my shoulders, but I'll be damned if I'm going to leave without my dignity.
Good for you, man. Let us know what happens with this, okay?
All right. Heck, I will.
Thanks, Justin, for the call tonight. Good luck. 800-259-9231. Fascism now, the police state, even coming into the government colleges.
Grad school.
Yeah.
I mean, these aren't a bunch of freshmen at the University of Florida.
Right.
These are grad students.
Yeah, and if they're going to start testing college kids, even grad students, you're going to find a lot of marijuana smokers. I mean, there's a lot of marijuana use on college campus. So what are they going to do? Are they going to give up on 50% of their entire population, student population? I mean, it's crazy. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So back to the scary, scary immigrants. This is one of the other national enemies that the government would like to promote. We were talking about terrorists earlier, how they are now considering peace activists as terrorists. They're considering anti-death penalty activists as terrorists. Mm. But what about immigrants? Because they want us to believe that immigrants are a big threat to our way of life here in this country, which, of course, is poppycock. Immigrants are what?
Wait, the way of life we have in this country is because of immigrants.
Because of their hard work.
And the fact is, they just couldn't really enforce immigration laws very well in the past. What do they call, what is one of the popular derogatory terms for Italian people?
WAP?
Yeah. I mean, that was the way so many Italian people came to this country. Look how many great things they've done for us.
Federal agents detained more than 300 suspects, this according to the Associated Press, suspected illegal immigrants Tuesday in a raid at a chicken processing plant that's been under investigation for months. The raid took place during a shift change when police and federal agents spread through the House of Rayford's Columbia Farms plant and ordered all workers to show identification, according to officials and witnesses. Maria Juan, 22, was one of about 50 relatives and friends of workers who huddled at the edge of the plant after the raid, some weeping and others frantically talking on cell phones. She was seen seeking information about her 68-year-old grandmother, a legal immigrant from Guatemala who went to work without identification papers, but was later released. Families are going to be broken apart, Juan said. There will be kids and babies left behind. Why are they doing this? Why? They didn't do anything. They only wanted to work. Immigration officials kept the workers inside the plant and spent most of the morning trying to interview them and figure out how many are in the U.S. illegally. The assistant attorney said that number could be large. A recent review found that immigration paperwork for more than 775 of the 825 workers contained false information. Immigration agents scoured the plant for paperwork and other information for the investigation. Why are they doing this? Asked Maria Juan. Well, it's because they're sick. Something's wrong in these people's heads, these government people that believe that they have some sort of gift from God because they were born here in America or because somehow going through some bureaucratic governmental process to get paperwork filled out and money sent in and obey all their absurd regulations and rules just to become a legal immigrant somehow makes you a better person. And so therefore, anybody that doesn't want to go through all that hassle just to live a more free life is inferior and a danger to the country. I mean, this is a sickness that is going through people's heads, and unfortunately it is infecting a significant portion of the American population right now. So unfortunately, very few people in this country are willing to stand up for people like Maria Juan and her friends and her relatives. It's so sad what's happening.
They just want a better life. They want to work hard. Do I think we're obligated to pay welfare for these people, to pay to educate their children, to give them free medical care? No, absolutely not. I don't think we're responsible for doing that for American citizens either. All these people should be able to do is come here to America, work hard, and enjoy the American dream. Is it their fault that we've allowed the politicians to turn the American dream into some kind of socialist nightmare? Well, no, it's not their fault. They should be able to work and feed their families. That's all.
Federal prosecutors and immigration agents have been investigating the plant for several months. Their hiring practices have found that 12 people have been charged, most accused of falsifying documents. Seven have pleaded guilty. And one plant worker backed up that account on Tuesday, saying that they were in the country illegally and company managers knew it. He said that everyone knew most of the workers were illegal. It was no secret. We just came in and did our work and you kept to yourself. The women, both American citizens, were released after showing ID. Many workers live near the plant and drivers in the neighborhood stopped Tuesday to ask about them. Officials are arranging to care for the children of workers detained in the raid. Isn't that nice? They're going to take care of these kids. Sure, their parents still never get to see them again, but they'll take care of the kids, put them in some government foster home or something where they can be abused, raped, who knows. In August, more than 600 suspected illegal immigrants were detained in a Mississippi transformer plant in the largest single workplace immigration raid in U.S. history. And in May, federal immigration officials swept into Agriprocessors, the nation's largest kosher meatpacking plant. Nearly 400 workers were detained there, and again, more lives destroyed, more people arrested, detained, ejected from the country, more families torn apart, hundreds upon hundreds now, over thousands of people have been rounded up. That's what's happening. They're rounding people up, and they're detaining them for indefinite periods of time until they can somehow identify these people. What happens if you get rounded up in one of these immigration roundups and you don't have identification? And you don't want to show identification. You've no obligation to show these people ID.
I can't remember what the story was. We read, it's been a few months now, but they are shipping U.S. citizens out of the country.
In these raids? Really?
Well, don't you remember the story that we read where the people are being thrown into immigration prison that are U.S. citizens and all kinds of stuff?
I didn't realize they were being shipped out of the country, but I suppose that could be happening.
You know what? I don't have the story sitting in front of me. I recall, it was a bunch of bad stuff happening. If you're in jail for immigration, does it really matter whether
your freedom's been destroyed? You've been separated from your loved ones. And people look at this and they cheer this on. People look at this and they say, this is what we want in America? What is wrong with you if you're one of those people? 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up.
Gunday, Gunday, Gunday. 3 days. Exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person, October 10th through the 12th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is fun for the whole family. With machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457. That's 502-922-4457. Or visit KNOBCreekRange.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
It's a...